challenging genre of dance. And so you can never be perfect. And so I love a challenge.
Burst out. Bash. Together, away. Together, away. And.
How are you feeling, Charlie?
I'm excited.
I feel like this is the back entrance. Let's have a look down here.
And.
All right, hang on. Claudia, you're already halfway on and she's not even out the wheel. You have to come together as a pair, meet in the centre, and then lots of gossip. And. Wait for Dave to call you. On.
So, there's this stigma around ballet and high culture about the fact that it's not really for young people. And so, today we're going to go on a bit of a journey of discovery, find out why, take a look behind the scenes of the Royal Opera House itself, and chat to a few people about whether young people should be getting involved or not.
Soggy. I always have this fear, right, that I'm going to slip on a leaf.
Yeah.
Or just, because they're quite slippy, aren't they? And always when it's snowing on ice, like, I always end up like falling over. And I just feel like one day I'll death by leaf.
Death by leaf?
Death by soggy leaf. Yeah, okay, it's just here, I found it.
I'd never been to opera or ballet before, and I didn't really know anything about it. So I just applied to like learn stuff, like new stuff, and because I didn't really know.
Well, I dance, and I used to dance back in the Caribbean where I'm from. And when I came over here, you know, the opera house became like sort of second home to me. I really enjoy coming here, and I think it's really important for people to. Young people to be involved and to become acquainted with the arts and what the Opera House has to offer.
Everyone that walks into the Royal Opera House auditorium for the first time, they've taken their breath away, and it really is a moment where you pause, and it's just an amazing experience that you don't get anywhere else or even at another theatre. And there's so much variety in terms of opera, music, ballet, dance that the Opera House do here. And I think it's an experience that everyone should have, even if they come and realise it's not for them.
As every 20-year-old does and should, I asked my younger sister what she thought.
I think ballet is too fancy because they do fancy things.
Do you reckon if you tried ballet and you were good at it, you'd do it more?
Yeah.
Really?
It'll be fun.
Why do you think everyone thinks it's fancy?
Because all you do is châtés or whatever they're called, or pirouette or something like that.
Okay, all right, good.
Good girl. Good girl.
Very good. Very good try for doing both. You just, once you've done the second one, you have to get into the arabesque so quickly in a very fast turn. So you've got yada dee, yada dee, da dee da. Yes, a little bit higher. Yes, because I know Peter said fast turn and keep the leg low, but I think we've gone too low now.
It almost looks like you're in coup de pied now. You want to be just right under the knee, top of the calf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Philip.
So they're going to kind of learn, like we saw all the ballet shows out there, so they're going to be, I think learning a little bit about a pointe shoe and, you know, what exactly goes into the making of a shoe for ballet, because that actually is an incredible process.
Yeah, it's like, a lot of it, isn't it?
I don't know, have either of you ever danced or done
I used to do ballet, but I quit when I was younger, but a lot of my friends carried it on.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah. And so one of the big things that we hear, and I've done some work with them, are ballet shoe room. Mm. We have a room just full of ballet shoes.
It's not the easiest thing to do, to dance on just two toes. It's not all of your toes, just two of them, and it's quite painful.
And we get hundreds of ballet shoes from Fried, Block, there's a couple other big names that all they make is ballet shoes. And the ballerinas will just look at it and be like, nope, can't do anything without it, nope, can't do anything without it. Oh, I might be able to do something with this, need to, like, you know, shape the box down, need to make these different scores here, need to, you know, sew it up here. And some of them just make their shoes absolutely unrecognizable, but it's like they know when their shoe is off and they have to have a particular fit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's like they're going to probably be learning about that, and then they're going to go on and see a modern ballet, which is a lot of really technical point work. One of the ballerinas who's in it, Sarah Lamb, she's an American principal dancer. So principal is the highest level you can achieve here. And she just, like, contorts herself. And all, she's the bendiest person you'll ever meet. And she's, like, on point doing all these things. And it's just... she wouldn't be able to do it unless she had a really good shoe and her feet were in such good health.
Next was personally the best bit for both me and Faye. We got a tour around the Royal Opera House, both front of house and behind the scenes. And it was just incredible. You can hear the entire time just me and Faye going, oh, wow, oh, and just all those weird kind of noises where you're just so in shock and in awe of what you're actually seeing.
It's just all so beautiful.
Mm.
So this is part of the listed part of the building. So there used to be, you go up these stairs and you wouldn't be able to go into.
Okay.
Be a wall. As close to the original as possible.
Hmm.
You can see.
It's just such a grand, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I think they're doing.
Listen closely here, because in the background, in the distance, you can hear the Royal Opera House having their first rehearsals of the Nutcracker.
Just kind of walk around. It sounds like the orchestra is rehearsing the Nutcracker. Oh, no.
Don't worry about all the preconceptions of opera and ballet. Opera particularly, you can just sit back and enjoy the music. You will know far more opera than you think you know. And the actual themes within the productions we do, they're huge universal themes of love and death and crisis, challenge, tension. Yeah, all those themes are in there. And it's just such an epic scale, an epic moment to sit there and feel the orchestra, let alone just listen to them, but feel that music kind of wash over you coming out of the orchestra pit. And for ballet, again, you know, the music, there'll rarely be a piece of music on that stage that you won't recognise. In fact, tonight, Wayne McGregor's got three contemporary one-act ballets on there. One of the ballets, Chroma, uses music from White Stripes. Another one, Carbon Life, has got music with Mark Ronson performing live on stage with a whole load of other artists. I can't remember the music for the third one, but I'm sure it's equally recognisable. You know, these are things that you can just come in and enjoy them for what they are. And once you've experienced it, once you've sat down and kind of let it happen, then the next time you can come in and you might spot different things. you might start to engage a little bit deeper with what you've seen, and then eventually you'll turn around, it'll be 20 years later, you've come here literally every week of your life, and you'll be one huge opera or ballet fan. So yeah, it's park all those preconceptions at the door. You've no idea what you're going to see on the stage until you walk in these doors and sit down and let it happen.
Count Dolphin, which is on stage right now. That's a 1989 production. They're using all the costumes from 1989.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have to keep everything in pristine,
in such good condition.
Same production, like same set.
Maybe it's not how upper class everything is that's putting young people off getting involved in such things as ballet and the Royal Opera House. Maybe it's the portrayal of that culture. And so, yet again, I returned to my 10-year-old sister and asked what she thought of how TV shows portray the ballet scene.
When you watch TV shows like Dance Moms, They always get stressed out because you have to learn your dance sometimes in a certain amount of time, or you could forget it on stage.
What's been the best thing for you being a dancer?
It's made me a gentleman, mostly.
Really?
I think in Europe, it's a little... I mean, not in Europe.
This is Sarah Hay, and she plays Claire Danes in Flesh and Bone, which is a drama miniseries all about the kind of goings-on in the ballet world and the good and the bad of all of it.
Where I dance, it's a little bit less competitive than in other places. I think in America, everyone has the drive to want to be the best and to get the most attention in what they do. And I think in the dance world, a lot of people will do anything to get there.
My name's Ming, I am 8 years old, and I'm a student at School of American Ballet.
One, two, three, down, stretch your knees and knees all the way, elbows.
I like the movement and the music best about ballet. Well, if I'm really into it, then I feel like I'm like flying and I'm a bird.
And Beatrice!
My first ballet was The Nutcracker, and the roles that I played in it were a party scene girl at the beginning and a Christmas angel in the second act. When I'm in a performance, I feel really excited, but then I get nervous if I look at the audience. So I don't look at the audience, I pretend it's not there and it's just a rehearsal, and I just do my part.
Hello, my name is Anna Rose O'Sullivan and I'm a dancer with the Royal Ballet. So the Opera House is pretty huge. And when I first joined, I was very confused where I was. It's a bit of a maze, but it holds so many different sets and productions that it's quite amazing, really, the space, even the backstage space. To walk through every day for work is quite incredible in itself.
So despite how difficult and stressful being involved in ballet can be, it's evident from the people who are involved that high culture is definitely something achievable for young people.
Such a nice building as well, just
generally. Okay.
And it's one of them things you just need to look a bit and you can go.
Yeah.
And you don't need to know a lot.
No.
It's a great opportunity for everyone.
Great.
Up, two, three, push it, come on boys, up, 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 down, up, go over, good, finish it, excellent, very good, excellent, see you at Christmas.